Students quietly gathered at round tables waiting for a facilitator to lead them in a group discussion. Then they were given a game. The students were asked to speak to someone they didn't know and ask them a list of questions.
I love black jelly beans.
The activity drew laughter and served as an icebreaker. As we spoke to some of the students, we learned that mental health is a major concern.
I feel like we should speak up more, and then it will, like, help us.
Niagara Falls High School senior Trinity Miller says oftentimes students are too scared to reach out to adults with their issues.
Offer more help when it comes to that. Even though if kids don't reach out, oh, are you okay? Do you need help? Kids, like, put their pride, like, they got pride, and they be like, oh, I don't want to do it. But if it's affecting you at the end of the day, I think you should say something. You should reach out if you really need it.
So it's imperative as adults that we listen to what mental health needs they have.
Niagara Falls City School Superintendent Mark Laurie was there to listen. He wants students to educate him about what works and what doesn't when it comes to talking about mental health and mental illness.
I want to know what the students think works, what the students think make a difference in terms of their own and in their peers' mental health, what programs we have that don't work, and what programs that we should bring that will help. I think too often we as adults think we know better.
It is a struggle in high school, and not many people, adults especially, realize that.
Dwayne Sawyer is a senior at the Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts. He too expressed issues of high anxiety, saying it hits him when he least expects it.
I have to remember what I'm doing, my task, and I have to try to keep that in mind. Like, I have a job and I have to finish it. That's mainly what keeps me focused, and I also think about my grades because that's crucial.
School districts across the state have implemented mental health curriculums. 11th grader Mahogany Lewis is also a Falls High School student. She tells us they definitely need more adult support.
Everybody comes from different backgrounds. They just listen to, like, drama on social media.
Do you feel that anxiety?
Yes, a lot.
What happens when you feel that way? What do you do?
I procrastinate a lot.
Are you reaching out to anyone at school to have help with that?
No. I go to some friends, or I go to my mom, because I feel like I can trust her with a lot.
The biggest challenges as a high school student now is the lack of awareness for mental health, and also the lack of awareness for other societal issues like racism and sexism.
11th grader Josiah Jackson is from Niagara Falls High School. Jackson tells us she sees a lot of students suffering from anxiety.
Especially with the amount, abundance of work that we have to deal with and stuff, and the little time that we get. I also see students dealing with a lot of pressure when it comes to just being a teenager in 2018.
How do they get help? What do they do? What would you do?
Personally, we get help from each other. That's one big thing.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.